in light of Burundi's failure to respect human rights obligations in early 2016, there was a suspension by the EU of direct financial support to the Burundian government. And now, in this month, the EU is now indicating that it will reverse that decision. Now, the problem for us at Human Rights Watch and for the other signatories of this letter is that there has been a downtick in some of the most egregious types of abuses in Burundi. That is true. There have been some symbolic gestures made by the current president, Evariste Ndayishimiye, with regards to human rights. That is also true. And yet, if the EU continues on this track, it will be not honoring its human rights commitments, because the systems that have been put in place, in particular since 2015, the systematic change that is needed is not actually addressed at all.
Is Human Rights Watch basically saying that some of the gestures made by the newly installed president who came to power about a year ago is just mere superficial and not enough?
Yeah. Some of these steps that have been taken, yes. Are they positive or negative? Sure, they are positive. They are not enough. They are gestures, and they fail, unequivocally fail to address the systems that are in place, the systematic human rights abuses that are occurring in Burundi to this day. And moreover, by treating these gestures, these piecemeal gestures, as real change, and by pulling up this suspension and turning it around, they're basically sending a message to the Burundian government saying, you can get what you want as long as you implement piecemeal and changes that are merely gestures and don't address the actual system that has put those abuses in place.
What specific measures or steps do you think the European Union should watch as benchmarks in order to reverse these sanctions imposed on Burundi?
The benchmarks are absolutely there. There's supposed to be a schedule of commitments taken by the government of Burundi to address human rights abuses. And these commitments include reining in abusive government members, including members of the Imbonerakure, which is a youth militia tied to the ruling party, the CNDD-FDD, and reduce their involvement in human rights abuses, especially in the provinces. There's supposed to be accountability for the many people who've been killed, especially since 2015. There's supposed to be an opening of the space for media stations and for journalists to do their job. And the fact is that the Burundi that we're in now, there's only a red line. There, journalists know that there's certain issues now that they can't talk about. Letting a few radio stations back on the air, but telling them you can't talk about certain issues is not exactly opening up the space. It actually solidifies how closed the space is.